Joining the program with me this morning is Michael Redman. He's the executive director of the Upper Valley Haven in White River Junction. The Upper Valley Haven works every day to support people who are experiencing poverty and providing food, shelter, education, coordination as well. Now, we've got this thing called COVID-19 that's hanging over us. And Michael, how difficult has this been to kind of keep your infrastructure intact?
Hey, Fish. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it's been really interesting times for sure. I think I harken back to, seems like years ago, but it's just a few weeks ago. I think you all remember that weekend where it was the toilet paper rush weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Stores, and everyone was there. And I talked to my, I called my staff. I said, you know, we've been hearing about COVID-19. We've done some preliminary planning. We started some social distancing and washing our hand reminders and all. But I said, it's hit. It's come. And we're like a day or two behind where I would have preferred to be. But here we are. So we have to, we are going to have to remake our processes. On the fly, that metaphor of changing the tires in the car. We're still open, but we're going to change. And all of that then became designed to reduce human contact, promote safety, allow us to continue to do work, but to do it differently. And it took a few days to work out some of the kinks and changes in that, but we did that, what needed to occur. And we did it in a couple of days, and it's worked out very well. We have boxed up all of the food that we're going to provide. So the shopping has already occurred. And within minutes, one of our volunteers will bring out a cart that has either one, two, or three boxes of food. Meanwhile, we've also bagged outside our bags of vegetables and produce that we have, which changes from day to day. The supplies have been great for us. Vermont Food Bank's been a great partner. Other Hannaford's and Co-op too. And so that people can come in and out without having a lot of that contact. Loss of the personalization, but much, much safer for everyone.
We're speaking with Michael Redman. He's the executive director of the Upper Valley Haven. Michael, tell us right now, for the folks listening at home, I mean, what's the number one thing that you guys need right now?
Well, you know, that's one thing that's been great has been the response of the community. We have always relied on volunteers, and but we had a lot of older volunteers, and that I had to write to my volunteers. They were being bugged by their kids. These are folks in their 70s and 80s, and many of them. And please do something for yourself. Step back. And I was worried that our new volunteers are going to step forward to replace them. But they have. And we've received a lot of volunteers who've come in because they now have some time on their hands. And we've managed to keep it safe. So it's small groups of people, separated space. And when they're doing the sorting, the boxing, and other activities such as that, meal preparation, so that goes into our one takeaway meal during the day that we now provide instead of a sit-down lunch. So we're still interested in volunteers. You can go to our website and find ways to volunteer and to sign up. The second thing is a donation of product. And the last is cash donations.
Having the leeway of having some extra cash in the coffers is really going to be a good thing. Michael, can you do me a favor? Can you give us that website for folks to donate?
Sure. It's www.uppervalleyhaven.org, uppervalleyhaven.org. You can find out what we've been doing and how to make a donation. And we're really grateful at this time. There aren't too many organizations that are still open for business, but we're an essential business. We're worked telephonically. But some things have to be done right there at 713 Hartford Avenue.
Michael Redman is the executive director with the Upper Valley Haven. Michael, thank you for jumping on the program, and let's keep in touch. If there's anything that you need, please reach out, and we'll be sure to get you back on the air.
Fish, so thanks so much for the call today, and really going to extend our gratitude to the entire Upper Valley community for the support we receive. And everybody, stay safe. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.